Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Hello. Yes, here we go. Another Rural Focus podcast. Of course, looking at everything that is agriculture and agribusiness issues affecting rural communities, not just here in regional WA, but across Australia and also internationally. We know we've got some listeners across there in the mighty USA. Hello to you. If you're listening to us somewhere in the USA, maybe you're in Brazil, maybe you're in Singapore. Getting listeners right around the world. So, yeah, let us know. Texas, 04800 97400. Just say, hi, Troy. Yes, listening to the podcast here in such and such a place. 04800 97400. In the meantime, let's get into today's show. This lady went on Instagram, sort of had a bit of fun saying that, hey, looking for a farmer hubby. Her name is Pip. Pip, hello to you.
Hi.
Now, I came across a video that you posted on Instagram the other day. Have you found a hubby?
No.
Were you serious or not?
No. so, yeah, a bit of background. I mean, my girlfriend, Steph, runs Central Station, yes. Which is a podcast interviewing people in the rural and regional areas of Australia. And I've done a couple of episodes on there, so if anyone wants to find out some more about my life, jump on there and check it out. But, we were just out in the paddock and having a bit of a laugh, and they're both very single. So, she's gone, oh, why don't we just, record a quick video? And I'm not really that big on social media, so I didn't even realise he'd put it up until probably that night.
Yeah.
And that's when, it was sort of starting to blow up.
I saw it, I thought, is Pip for real or is she just taking the mickey out of, maybe the TV show or something? So what's the response been like, though?
Dismal.
Yeah.
I've got a private Instagram account, so I got over 60 requests of people wanting to follow me. 50% of them were women, all agricultural based, which was really cool because I love connecting to people like that. And the other 50% were, like of the gentleman description, but I've had very little actually step up to the plate and, flip me a message.
You probably saw my message and gone, oh, what does this bloke want?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't worry. Yeah, I got excited. I thought, someone's messaging me.
No, we are chatting with Pip Bain now. That's sort of the fun part out of the way. Now, you're on a cattle farm just outside of, near Walkaway, just outside of Geraldton. Is that right?
Yeah. In the rolling hills of Walkaway.
Yeah, how's it all going out that way?
Oh, it's green, cows are fat. Yeah, we're having an absolute ripper season. It's really good. It's really, really good.
Would this be one of the better cattle seasons that way, Pip?
The best. We've been here just under 20 years, and this is by far the best season we have seen. Mm. I mean, we're from pastoral country up around Meekatharra originally, even up there. I mean, it's not where it needs to be, but it's definitely, we're not complaining, so.
So what are the farmers putting that down to that way there, Pip?
Oh, yep, no. Google when I need him. It's a weather event. Either called an El Nina or an El Lena or something like that.
Something like that, I think it's one of those kind of things from the weather, weather bureau come up with. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what are you exporting or?
We're everything. We've got our own Charbray herd, which if you had watched the video, you would have seen the girls in the background. Yes. And we also do a lot of trading. So we buy in pastoral cattle and we're all grass fed.
Yep.
And at the moment, our main market is the local market and we supply a fair amount of meat to McDaddy Butchers, which is, a local butcher here in Geraldton.
They've been around for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they've just changed hands in the last, don't quote me, but recently they've just changed hands. And, I reckon they're going great guns and they're really creating that customer-to-farmer link that I think we've missing before. And I'm quite open about what we do here. We spoil our cows rotten. They really do have the best life. And so, we're quite happy for people to ask us questions and go in there and it's literally paddock plate. Those cows have literally come off the grass and, into the butcher shop, which is what everyone really is wanting, I guess, in our day and age.
Hey, thanks for taking the time out and having a chat today. I know it was all a bit of fun, but is the video still up on Insta?
As far as I know, I think it is.
There you go. All right. If you come across it, yeah.
I'm not in a hurry. I mean, I'm turning 30 at the end of the week. I'm pretty happy. I'm waiting for Mr. Right, not Mr. Right Now.
Okay, there you go. Well, happy birthday for later on in the week. Thanks for joining us today, and hopefully one day again soon we can have another chat.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Rural Focus, around regional WA, your voice of agriculture.
From West Coast Livestock, good morning, Chris Hartley.
Yeah, good morning, Troy, and good morning to your many listeners.
How'd you go there yesterday, mate?
Yeah, pretty well. Mixy old yarding, but no, the market's pretty reasonable. So I'll jump straight in if you like, Troy. So agents yarded just over 12,000 sheep and lambs at Katanning this week. Lambs, again, made up the largest percent of the yarding, followed by a moderate supply of ewe mutton and only very small numbers of wethers and rams and smaller pale lambs. Those overall categories remain similar. Lambs consigned were largely medium and lighter weight stores. The small amount of good processing lambs sold from 150 to 190. Lighter weight lambs did meet with pretty strong grazier and feeder inquiry, with best lines selling from 120 to 150. The planic addition lines from 100 to 120. And the very small and immature types from 80 to 100. The best heavy ewe mutton sold from 150 to 180. And, of course, that's on a bare shorn basis. Mm-hmm. Ewes in the hall did sell in excess of that. The heavy boning ewes from 120 to 150. And the very, very light and plain ewes from 80 to 120. That's a big range, but if they do come under that processing weight, they do drop down a fair bit. Processors purchased the heavy wethers at 150 to 190 and the medium weights at 120 to 150, while store buyers purchased the lighter store wethers at 90 to 120. In the ram section, the best heavy of these sold from 80 to 120, and the very light and plain and conditioned lines sold from 50 to 80, and that's input for Katanning, Troy.
All right, mate. Not a bad day out at Katanning yesterday. Have a great day today, mate, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Troy. Thank you.
Rural Focus, around regional WA, your voice of agriculture.
Well, it is a Thursday, which means The Countryman is out today. If you haven't read a copy yet, well, a lady who can tell us what you can read in today's edition. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Troy. How are you today?
Not bad. Got a bit of a harvest update in today's paper.
We do. Harvest is in full swing, and one of our reporters, Shannon Verhagen, was down at the Kwinana Grain Terminal last week with CBH Group. It is absolutely all systems go there at the moment. CBH has said that unprecedented yields being delivered by farmers has seen cycle times across some of its upcountry sites blow out to 2 or 3 hours in some cases because of the high pressure from the huge hauls. But the grain handler has assured farmers that it is doing its best to face the task head on. Now, just a little bit of gossip from this trip that Shannon took to the Kwinana Grain Terminal, Troy. Word on the street is that she was taking a photograph at one of the weigh bridges and was told to hurry up by one of the truck drivers.
Really?
Who was waiting in line. He said to her, "Don't you know it's harvest?" and encouraged her to move out of the way. So, very sorry, CBH's cycle times might blow out and it might be our fault.
Shannon, be quicker, please. No.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Also in today's paper, problems with the shipping industry.
Pretty interesting story in today's Countryman, Troy. Now, Australian wool and red meat exporters are demanding reform of the stevedoring sector as frustrations about ongoing global container shortages and shipping delays boil over. Now, export costs are really continuing to rise, and the Australian Council of Wool Exporters and Processors and the Australian Meat Industry Council have both joined a shippers coalition, which is called the Australian Peak Shippers Association, and are calling for a federal review. They're pretty concerned about how things are going. Obviously, we know there's been enormous delays in the supply chain, huge issues with the shipping sector.
Yeah.
The creation of this association comes after the ACCC this month released its annual container stevedoring monitoring report, which found increasing demand for containers coupled with congestion were causing major disruptions.
All right, so you can read that in today's paper. And also in today's paper, you've got a legal case. What's this about?
Well, this is pretty interesting, Troy. We've been covering this for quite a few months now. Now, former Conservative politician Nigel Hallett is embattled in a long-running legal saga against animal cruelty charges at his Meriden farms. The 68-year-old has actually just dropped his legal for the fourth time in court last week. Very interesting story. The Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development laid the charges against Mr. Hallett and his son Michael four family-owned companies in May of last year, with offences allegedly occurring between May and July 2018.
All right, so you can read all those stories and a whole heap more. The Countryman, it's out today. Kel, thanks for your time today.
Rural Focus, around regional WA, your voice of agriculture.
Time right now to catch up with the lovely Deb from Patmore Feeds. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Firstly, whereabouts is Patmore Feeds?
So we're a brand new mill based out of the Kibaling Narrogin area.
Beautiful. And Patmore Feeds, I'm guessing what, sheep, cattle or anybody?
Yep. So we'll be producing 180,000 tonnes for the year.
Wow.
So we're looking anywhere from sheep, cattle, pigs, dairy, pink unicorns if you have them. So we're just looking at any opportunities we can get.
Hey, Deb, tell me about sheep pellets. Are they undersupplied at the moment?
Yes, so we found in the past several years that the sheep industry in particular has been undersupplied with their pellets.
Yep.
So we're looking at bridging that gap and transitioning a lot of growers over from grain feeding as well. So the prices for both grain and sheep are quite favourable at the moment. Mm. So they're worth mucking around with and putting in that extra bit of effort. So traditionally we've spoken to growers that do feed pellets, and they found that they feed about half the amount of pellets than they would with grain. So it's a lot easier, a lot simpler, and it's a no-brainer.
If people haven't got in contact with you yet, can they get in contact with you?
Yes, they sure can. Head over to our Facebook site or our website, patmorefeeds.com.au, and they'll find all our details there. They can either subscribe or there's my contact details to get in touch.
How are things going? Of course, harvest has pretty much started around most parts around regional WA, so I'm sure the farmers are getting in contact with you at the moment.
Yes, really good. So we're looking at taking on any grain before we get into production.
Yep.
And that's looking at about mid-March. So okay. We're really excited to hit the ground running and take grain, sell pellets, and give something back to the growers that we've been working really hard on up north.
All right, Deb, so whereabouts do you just cover there in Narrogin, or whereabouts do you cover from?
No, so we'll be looking at covering statewide, so anywhere from the Esperance region right up to Station Country up north.
All of WA, pretty much?
Yep, pretty much.
All right, so there you go, Patmore Feeds, patmorefeeds.com.au, or check them out today, Spring Hill Road there in lovely Kibaling. Deb, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Troy.
Rural Focus, around regional WA, your voice of agriculture.
It is Troy with Rural Focus for you Thursday. Well, normally we catch up with Travis from Clough's Harvest Centre there in Kitenning, but today, well, we thought we'd change it up just a little bit and chat with one of the sales guys in Cameron Page. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. Good morning, listeners. Hope everyone's well in the Great Southern.
And how long have you been there, mate, with the team at the Harvest Centre there at Kitenning?
About 9 months now. I started here in March. Getting to learn about machinery and getting around my area. It's been quite a busy time, actually.
You say your area there, mate. Which area do you look after?
So I look after Kitenning North, so anywhere sort of Pingelly, Wandering, Williams, right down to Boyup Brook, South Hyden, Coolin, Newdigate, and everywhere in between. So quite a big area.
Certainly is, mate. What are you hearing from the farmers around that area?
Good. Yeah. I need to get out and see a few more people.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm performing to how they expect me to.
Yeah.
Trying to get out there and earn a bit of trust with the boys. Mm.
So what's keeping you busy then, mate?
At the moment, Lexians are keeping us very busy. We're just about to head into our Auspro Lexian demo program.
Okay.
Kicking off in Tambla up Friday, actually.
Okay.
And, so once that's kicked in, we're hitting the ground running with lots of Lexian quotes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bit of a saving there that we can get out to for about 28 grand worth of savings for our Auspro Lexian early order program.
Now, for those who don't know, mate, of course, Clough's Harvest Centre, you are the home for tractors, harvesters, farm equipment and much, much more.
Absolutely. Yep, telehandlers. I've got a Scorpion going out to a customer tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And I'll go catch up with him and deliver him his new Scorpion. Yeah, so Scorpion, balers, everything from hay to tractors to combines, we do it all here.
I know the weather's been a little bit frosty in some of the parts that you look after, mate. Is the weather sort of getting a bit better now?
It is, yeah. I haven't heard anyone of my clients that have been touched with any hail, but it was definitely threatening, yeah.
All right, so busy day for you again today, mate?
Absolutely, yeah.
We are chatting with Cameron Page, one of the sales guys at the Class Harvest Centre there in Kitale. Now, if people are getting in contact with you, Cam, what's the best way to do that, mate?
You can contact me directly on 0455-605-440 or contact the branch, find us on Facebook, and keep up to date with what's happening.
Mate, won't keep you. Thank you for your time today, and enjoy working there with Trav and the team.
Absolutely. Never a dull moment. Thanks, mate.
Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Time right now to catch up with Mark Warren from Nutrient. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, Troy. Morning, listeners.
The Kitale sheep sale reports out that, well, the yearling was quite similar to what it was last week.
Yeah, it was, Troy. So we had a bit over 12,500 there yesterday. So once again, we had another pretty big lineup of trade to good store lambs, which sold extremely well. They were probably $4 or $5 dearer than the week before. So a lot of those type of lambs, you know, 35 to 43 kilos are making up to $150-odd. So they're selling really, really well, and there's plenty of people chasing them. So that lamb job was very, very good. And the mutton job, that was pretty strong. Probably lacked a few numbers, as probably the same as last week. Lacked a few numbers and a bit of weight, but yeah, still had, you know, good heavy ewes making up to $190. So, yeah, and plenty of light store sheep were selling extremely well as well. So, yeah, it was a very good day once again.
A steady day yesterday for both the sheep and the lambs, mate?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the best of our lambs made $213 for a good line of shorn lambs. Yeah. So those sold really well. But majority of your heavy killing lambs are making $170 through to $190, which is really, really good money. And a lot of those heavier ewes are making between $160 and $180, $190 as well. So, but the lighter store sheep are the ones at the moment. They're the inquiry in WA for store lambs at the moment's extraordinary, which is good because the last couple of years we've had to send them over east, so it's good to keep a few around WA.
Are you seeing a few more buyers out and about at the moment, mate?
Yeah, look, as I said, there's plenty of inquiry. Obviously, harvest has been a bit slow in most of the areas, so anyone wanting to put store lambs on stubbles, and that's probably a bit slower than normal. But, they're pretty easy to sell. There are plenty of people chasing them. So, and on the other side of that, you know, people keeping them through till next year in the autumn and early winter, you know, they'll get rewarded because the market will be very strong.
Yeah, for sure. Any more sales coming your way?
No. We're all our ewe sales have finished. We had one obviously last Friday, which was extraordinary sale. We're over the moon for our clients. Some of those sheep were making $30 to $40 a head more than we were hoping for. So that was an awesome sale in Katanning last Friday. So yeah, we only really got the trade sales left, Troy. So our last sale in Katanning will be the 15th of December. That'll be the last trade sale in Katanning and I think we don't crank up until about the 5th of January. So it's about a 3-week break there. So last sale will be the 15th for anyone that wanting to put some sheep in. They've got about 3 weeks. After that, we've got about a 3-week break. So, but yeah, apart from that, it's season's still going along really well. We're just a few people waiting for a few areas to dry out.
Yes, I'm sure down that way, mate, looking to dry out. How is the weather around your area?
Yeah, no, quite pleasant. It got to about 27 yesterday. It felt like about 37. I haven't seen the sun for a while. So, it's obviously been a long, drawn-out year, but the season's extraordinary for a lot of the areas, which is great to see, obviously, in the grain side, the livestock. Yeah. Even the wolves ticking along pretty well as well. So, everyone's got plenty of water and plenty of feed, and hopefully they get plenty of money in their bank after harvest and get looking into next year because it'll be here before we know it.
Certainly will be, mate. Certainly will be. I know you've got a busy day, mate. As always, nice to chat. Have a great week, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Troy.
And there you go. That is today's edition of the Rural Focus podcast. Thank you for your company today. Hopefully you have enjoyed it. Would love to get your feedback. You can text us any time of the day, 04800 97400. 04800 97400. Just say, hi, Troy. Been listening to the Rural Focus podcast on the Listener app. And tell us, are you enjoying it, or what else would you like to hear a part of the Rural Focus podcast? As I said, you can text us anytime, any day. The text line number, 04800 97400. 04800 97400. Just say, hi, Troy, loving the Rural Focus podcast. Or maybe there is something else that you'd like to hear. I'm Troy Stockton, and I look forward to bringing you another Rural Focus podcast on the Listener app very soon.